Chapter 79. Don't tear each other down. Before publishing this book, I either personally spoke to or know of several women who were interested to know what one guy would tell another guy. Other women will buy this book so they can give it to their husband. If you're a woman reading this book, you should know that when you make critical comments to your husband, you are chipping away at his honor and respect. You are setting yourself up as an enemy rather than as an ally. He may never admit this, but I just want you to understand something. When you tear your husband down, he'll stop caring about what you have to say. You'll never get the type of response out of him you want. Have you ever seen a toddler trying to open a bottle that has a childproof cap? What happens? After spinning the cap around several times, they may try to bite it off, step on it, or even throw it. The result is the same. They get nowhere. When you nag your husband, you're no different than that toddler who's trying hopelessly to pry that bottle open. Your efforts won't work, and you'll just keep getting more and more frustrated. When you tear your husband down, the response you get will be negative rather than producing the positive outcome you desire. The ironic thing is that even though you might have some valid concerns, nagging combined with a negative tone of voice will work against you. In the book Verbal Judo, George Thompson said, "Tone of voice has caused more violence, more divorce, more lost court cases, more lost business, and more brawls than anything else he could think of." Likewise, if you're a man who tears down his wife, you'll never have a satisfying relationship until you change. The two of you will continue to fight and argue, or your wife will walk away quietly, keeping in all the hurt you've dished out at her. Your wife will either bark back or just choose to withhold her best self from you. One of the keys to a great marriage is not tearing down your wife, especially in front of other people. If you have failed in this area, try to find a way to do something in front of her coworkers or friends that makes her feel special. Make a sincere apology publicly if you have to. Have flowers delivered to her when her friends are around and make sure there's a nice note in there. The bottom line is, you can't tear your wife down and expect your marriage to be built up.